From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins. We're all familiar with the term hierarchy, and even patriarchy, matriarchy, and anarchy. But how familiar are we with the term wirearchy? This week, Nigel caught up with John Husband, who has made it his work to really bring an understanding to how the world has become connected and interconnected, and how that affects the way we do work and the way we do business.
Today, I'm lucky enough to be having a conversation with John Husband. He's in Montreal, I'm in London, and we're going to talk about the wirearchy. John, let me just ask the most simple and basic of questions. What is the wirearchy?
Thank you for having me, Nigel. So as I hope is obvious right away, wirearchy is an archy word. There's only six or seven archy words: hierarchy, matriarchy, patriarchy, oligarchy, anarchy, etc. Archy means the rules or the governing principle for large social systems. And so wirearchy is really just the archy of living and working in a wired world. So it's an organizing principle, like the other organizing principles, that is intended to describe, evoke, and help understand the conditions of living, working, and operating in an interconnected era.
So why is this important? Why do we need this concept?
We need this concept, I think, because we now have been living for, you know, pick a number, but 75 to 100 years in an era that has been defined by Taylorism and Fordism, a search for efficiency. That's been codified into hierarchy as a dominant model for almost everything: business models, organizational structures, universities, knowledge, the way we package things and deliver things. And if you look at hierarchy in an organization chart, every organization chart is different but similar. They all have a pyramidic shape, but each one is structured differently. The same thing in a wirearchy. Patterns are beginning to appear where we group around a purpose, we find other people, we connect, and we use the factors that I've put in my working definition of wirearchy: knowledge, trust, credibility, and a focus on results to get things done. Why it's important is because it's moving away from the top-down master-slave parent-child relationship of hierarchy dictating to others what to do and how to do it, to an adult-to-adult negotiation based on those factors of knowledge, trust, and credibility. You don't get things done without the trust and the credibility. You need the appropriate knowledge, and you need to focus on results.
And do you think that the two areas are compatible? You can have hierarchy and wirearchy cohabiting comfortably, or do you think that one replaces the other?
I don't think hierarchy will be replaced. I think it's fundamentally necessary for some aspects of human activities. It's apparent everywhere in nature, but for different reasons than the codification that we've ended up having in an industrial society. I think they will necessarily cohabit. I think there are a lot of people, particularly for the next generation or two, that won't really be able to make the transition to effectiveness in an interconnected world. They've grown up in school systems that are hierarchical, work systems that are hierarchical, family systems that are hierarchical. But thinking about wirearchy, considering it and beginning to use it as a principle is, I think, very useful and very important for adaptation to this world that you and I have increasingly characterized as VUCA: volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. So wirearchy can be a guide for the onset and the continuation of activities. And I think what's going to happen in the next 10 or 20 years is that there will be an ongoing evolution of lots of technology, Internet of Things. But what will become more and more important is the sociology and psychology underneath the technology and the activities, how we do it. So we know that, you and I both know the famous quotation attributed to Churchill and others: first we shape our structures, then our structures shape us. And it's going to be important to continue to adapt. But both hierarchy and wirearchy will continue to exist. I think hierarchies will need to become more intelligent, more responsive, and they will probably be more temporary.
And we need to name it. Is it, you're saying, aren't you? If you give it a name, you give it an identity, it basically helps our understanding. Helps our just in the way that you call something a hierarchy, we kind of get it. If you call something a wirearchy, we begin to understand this kind of messy world we seem to be moving into.
That's my belief. It's my belief that naming it helps crystallize it and then allows us to discuss it. I've had many people ask me, well, what is it or how do you do it? And my snide response, depending upon the mood I'm in, has been, well, think about it for a minute. You know, archy, come on. There's not that many archy words. When I'm in a bit more gracious of a mood, I, you know, offer up some explanations. But yes, I do think that it's important to name it. There have been various attempts at creating words that relate in similar issues, like hyperarchy, linkarchy, netarchy. But wirearchy, for me, and the working definition seems to fit a little bit better because the working definition speaks to some of the fluidity and the temporariness. And I have a number of friends and colleagues, as you know, like Harold Jarkey and others, the new example, that I think agree with this fact. Notwithstanding that, it is clear that it is a neologism. It's a made-up word. I've had a lot of either polite ignoring or resistance from sort of more mainstream business and organizational people, but that seems to be changing these days.
Yeah. All words are made up originally. No words appeared from nowhere. I actually think you've nailed it. I think you've nailed it because wirearchy, on the one hand, it does emphasize fluidity and movement, but on the other hand, it emphasizes connectedness. And those two things we've got to keep together. John Husband, that was great. Thank you very much indeed for your time. I'm very pleased to have had one little chance to talk to you, and I hope people do what you've just suggested, reflect on that word, and think about the world we live in. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Nigel.
From scratch.